The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now for something a little bit different on The Last Word. We're joined on the line by David Tai, who is a composer and a soloist with America's National Symphony Orchestra. David, you've been making some brand new music, but it's not the sort of music that you might usually hear on the likes of Today FM, for example. You've been making music specifically for cats and their humans to share. Where did you get that idea?
Well, it all started when I came up with a theory of how music affects the emotions, human emotions. And I thought after a few years, I'd taken it apart. I thought I have something like the recipe, and if I was right about that, any good theory is testable. If I was right, I should be able to write music effective for some other animal.
And how do their emotions work differently to humans?
Well, their emotions work kind of generally the same, but their communications are different. For example, our high, pure, if we go to a baby, oh, that's so cute, a kind of high, pure sound, that's affectionate. And low, harsh, oh, I'm going to get you, is a threat. And, well, that's the same, say, for the Tamarin monkey, which is the first music that I wrote for, music for monkeys. But what's high to the Tamarin monkey is really, really high. And so you have to get it right to the frequency for the, you know, for the species. Basically, you have to tailor it for the animal itself.
Okay, let's just have a little listen to see exactly what you mean. Let's have a little listen to one of your works, which is music for cats. It's called Tigarelli and Mimi's Musical. That's a little excerpt from Tigarelli and Mimi's Musical. David, what are we hearing there? Is there a kind of a purring sound underneath there? Do cats find the sound of purring affectionate to themselves?
Right. Well, we, you know, humans, we have the moan. We moan in pleasure and in pain. It's kind of odd to have the same sound for such different feelings, but they're both intended to elicit sympathy from the listener. And cats, as we know, they purr when they're content, but they also purr when they're in pain. And it's a communication. And so basically that's, you know, from this category of music, that's where I took it from and replaced that with a purr instrument. And so I have something like 26 different purr instruments that I've come up with. I don't use the actual sound of a cat, of any animal, in my music.
Well, I was going to say it would be tricky for you because you're allergic to cats. That wouldn't have been easy for you to get, would it?
As it happens, that's true. So all my research is done, you know, at some kind of a distance.
Were there any particular noises that you found in experimenting with this that cats didn't like?
You know, that's an interesting question. There would be plenty of sounds that the cats would not like, but those are the ones that I would avoid. And so I did some, you know, there was some idea in the first place I was going to create music that I thought would be enlivening. And I had a test song, but it didn't seem to appeal to the cats very much. And so I guess something like the band that plays in the club and nobody reacts to a certain song, you're not going to play that song the next set or next night. And so so I dropped that idea.
Anything that you've come across in the process of writing all of this, a particular genre or established style of music that a human and a cat or a human and a dog could both listen to and both enjoy?
Well, I'm glad you asked because I just started, and I mean like an hour ago, a Kickstarter campaign to raise funding for a second album. And this one is music for cats and humans, basically.
Uh-huh.
If you do it just right, you can find ways to blend both bandwidths, you might say, and so make something that's pleasing for both, I hope. And so something in music to be shared. And I love the idea that, you know, something that it can be shared between cats and their companions.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.